Welcome everybody to Interesting as Fuck. I'm one of your co-hosts, named to be determined, because I'm an important person.
And I'm co-host number two, who also needs to come up with a fancy name, because I am also important and interesting AF.
Indeed. That's why we started this, really. It's we thought we were so good at parties and so good at talking to people that we wanted to share the wealth and really talk about how we connect, how you find things to talk about. Because I think today people kind of lose the string of how to talk to people, how to connect, how to... If you're talking about something, I would figure out how to connect to you and bring something up.
Absolutely. And I think as we continue to come out of what was a very isolating couple of years, just how to bring up things that are interesting to you, how to enter a conversation or exit one, and just we have a lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings.
Indeed.
And we like to talk about interesting. Yeah. And we like to talk about interesting things. So we figured, why not put together a podcast that helps you be interesting or provides you an interesting topic that you can then bring to your next cocktail party and how you might interject that into a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Or your next water cooler moment, right? Oh, hey, I read this book. About X, Y, and Z, right? Or I saw this I listened to this great podcast that told me about, you know, how to talk to people. But I do think that the art of conversation has been lost, like you said, the last couple of years. It's been really hard. And, you know, I think we've always had difficult conversations and we don't shy away from them. And I think that's sometimes what keeps people from actually having conversations. They're afraid of not, like you said, how do we exit a conversation if it's going somewhere that you don't really like? How to change the course of the conversation? How to talk to people and keep it lighthearted? So I think it's always about knowing how you come into a conversation. And that's really what we want to do here. We want you to be interesting AF. And there will be cursing. So sometimes I'll say as fuck. I think we're going to have a great time here. And as always, if you have suggestions for topics or things like that, we'd love to hear it. But, you know, as we are anxious girlies as well, we will be telling you a little bit in this blurb what the format is of our podcast. I don't know if you want to take that away and,
sure.
You know, kind of be our captain of sorts, given that I'm reading all these books about ships.
You are in your shipwreck era, as you said last week.
I made off-brand shipwreck jokes on a work call. It did not go well.
And see, that's like the type of stuff we can talk about too.
Yeah, it did.
Our own.
It shipwrecked.
It hit like head on into the iceberg.
Indeed.
So each episode we'll do just your general hellos and a fun little welcome. We'll, I'm sure, as well read as we think we are, we are the first ones who can admit that we are not the smartest people in the room. Mm-hmm. Although some days we might like to think we are, which is totally fine. So we'll probably have. Yeah, and sometimes we are. That is also true. So there may have to be some corrections from the week before, which we will absolutely take credit for our mistakes, by the way, and make those corrections. We're going to have kind of like a what's on the docket. We both have some government affairs background with us, so we think it's fun to kind of tie that in. So thinking about what's on the docket, we'll tell you what the topic is and just kind of summarize what that is. We'll have general discussion, lots of self-deprecating humor, of course, included in that, closing arguments and thoughts, and then what's next on the docket, which will include what's next week's topic. And then we're going to have a segment called The Doc Is In, where
I'm so excited about. So excited.
This has been like my podcast dream for years, because my favorite genre of movies is documentaries, and I can literally watch a good documentary on just about anything. So every couple of weeks, I think we decided we'll have the doc is in which we will have watched a documentary, and we are going to talk about said documentary and any thoughts that come up on that or the topic or the person it's about. And then we'll sign off. That's our plan.
I think I love it. I'm really excited about all the documentaries that we have lined up and all the topics. And I think why we get along really well is because we're interesting, not to belabor a word, but it's also the openness of having a conversation. And I think that's what makes people interesting, is having that openness. And we want to be here for you. We want to learn as well. And just think of this as a home away from home.
And respecting each other while we have those conversations. I think that's a huge thing that has been lost these days, right? We've got people have the security of being behind a screen when they interact with people. And I think respect between people who may not be on the same page about everything has been lost. Take politics out of it entirely. It could be about a movie and people just, you could get pretty heated. So I think we'd like to bring some of that back as well. And there are going to be times where you and I disagree on something or have bring different perspectives. And part of the entire, I think another reason we get along is because, like, whether we agree or disagree, we respect each other the entire time. Exactly. And we have open space for that.
Exactly. So. And so, like, open space is the better term. I think of this as an open space for you to have the discourse you want and the discourse you want with us. And we will be better for it, I believe.